All right, so could you please state your name and title for the record?
My name is Gabe Huffington. I'm the Park Services Manager for Columbia Parks and Recreation.
All right, and right now we're at Jefferson City in the third floor rotunda on Conservation Day with 24 other organizations. Could you tell us a little bit about what your organization is bringing to the table?
We are here today as the Missouri Park and Recreation Association, and what we represent are municipalities throughout the state of Missouri that have a strong interest in conservation and what we do at a municipal level, and then also what we can do for the Missouri Conservation Federation. So at a municipal level, we look at things such as Take a Kid Fishing Day or the preservation of green space inside of a city, to anywhere to work with the Department of Conservation in terms of a controlled burn on one of our city park properties. And so for us, it's important that individuals that come here today kind of recognize the importance of conservation, whether it's in an urban environment or a rural environment, that they play a big part in what we do in terms of getting kids out to play, getting people to enjoy nature, whether it's walking on a trail or fishing. In the city of Columbia, we also have an urban hunting program where we allow archery hunting inside our city park properties, and that is directly affiliated with the Conservation Federation, but then also the Missouri Department of Conservation.
All right. And so is this organization a volunteer-based organization that people can get involved with, or is this a state-run organization?
We are 501c3, so it is a volunteer organization. We do have staff that helps, but all of our members, we pay a membership fee, but then we all volunteer our time for the Missouri Park and Recreation Association for what we do.
And about how long has this been in play, and how many members do you have roughly?
In terms of our membership, that would be a Jan Neitzer question, so when you want to cut that and talk to her,
exactly.
She will fill in that question for you.
Okay.
She can give you more of those logistics.
All right. And then, just you mentioned earlier some of those programs that you had. Can you give us a, sort of a day-to-day as to what your volunteers do for that?
Sure. If we have a kids fishing day, we'll have someone that will coordinate that, but then we also have, we'll have anywhere from 5 to 10 volunteers that help those kids fish. Whether it's someone from the Missouri Department of Conservation working with the Columbia Parks and Recreation Department, they'll go out, they'll have a little kids fishing derby, spend the morning fishing, and then they'll have that event. Or it could be any type of a nature walk or a trail ride to where we're trying to acclimate City of Columbia citizens and in our trail system and where we can go in the city, you know, in an urban environment, how you can use a trail to get from point A to point B, or where you could go inside the city on our trail system.
All right. And I imagine that it's very, it's important to get the youth involved, obviously, but you also strive to get adults involved in this?
Sure. Anytime you look more towards adult, we always look at the preservation of green space. As urban environments continue to spread and grow and new construction, our job is to locate properties inside the City of Columbia or close to it that we can preserve as green space, whether it is developed as a park or whether it's left as a natural area that is prairies or forest land. You know, we're going to preserve that space and allow people and adults to enjoy nature, enjoy what the Conservation Department really tries to pride themselves on. We try to do that at a city level.
So a lot of efforts to get people just out and involved with nature itself.
Exactly. That is one of our goals.
I'm guessing that plays off a lot of the other organizations that are here today as well.
It does. Everybody that you go to here has the same mission, and that is introduce adults and kids and into the outdoors, introduce them to new sports, such as whether they may not ever be an archery hunter. We can help to introduce that to them, or whether they don't have the opportunity to fish close to where they live, we can provide that as a city, or some of these other can provide on the state and more like on the state level in terms of other areas of the state of Missouri.
And I'm assuming that's a trickle-down effect that gets really ingrained in the community, and then we can see that in the legislature and as well that's going on here today.
Yep, and that is our hope, is that they understand, that our legislators understand the importance of conservation and what we can offer to our local citizens, our state citizens, what we can offer in terms of conservation programs.